Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get to shut up. Thank you. Big Willie 105.5, also the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 12, is he still singing? The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. Still singing. Jeez Louise. Okay, he stopped. Good. Frankly, I literally don't know if we're doing a Facebook live stream right now. We're trying to do it through our River Talk Facebook page, and I'm getting mixed messages on the screen. So if you're actually seeing this, hi, how you doing? And if you're not, then ignore it. I have no earthly idea. All right, Mr. Big Willie will be joining us shortly, giving us an update on Punky coming into the studio here. She's got a big campaign about something or other. I don't really care. I just want her in the studio. So maybe she'll bring some of her deep-fried Oreos and deep-fried Twinkies, which I will not touch. But a lot of people love them, and so I'm sure the whole station here will go, oh, there he is. All except me. But I want her in here because I've seen her pictures. All right, so Mr. Big Willie will take care of that. Mr. Big Willie, OTR, legendary OTR truck driver. And actually has that on his business card, legendary OTR Valley truck driver, calling us from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125. He calls in and starts complaining. He complains about everything. Jeez, really, it's unbelievable to me. I should get like combat pay or some sort of extra bonus pay to put up with this stuff and that stupid song of his. Jesus. Anyway, so he's going to be joining us in a little bit. We've got Dimitri Graffiti, of course, your opportunity to call in and say or do pretty much anything you want within the rules of engagement. I'll tell you what they are right now. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for the show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti Studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant, which means it doesn't matter what kind of affliction you have, you can still call in and share pretty much anything that you want to share with us. Just don't try to talk with the host because I won't respond. And I'll have people every once in a while calling in saying, hello? Hello? I won't respond. It's the dumbest thing, honestly. It's just the dumbest thing. But it's for you. Your opportunity to shine. And so we have this set up for you. All right, fine. So there's that. Download the River Network app. We talked about that. Next, this Joe Kent was interviewed by Tucker Carlson in 2024, right before he was appointed by President Trump to be the director of the National Counterintelligence, Counterterrorism Center, National Counterterrorism Center, my bad. And my sources tell me that Joe Kent is going to be sitting down with Tucker Carlson in the next day or so. And they're going to do a deep dive about this whole Iran war and about the Israeli lobby, about the Israel First billionaires who dragged the president, and shame on the president, this is all on his fault, it's all his fault, into this insane war. And again, as far as I know, Dimitri is the only person in the national media who is telling you there's a strong likelihood that Benjamin Netanyahu and his brain trust are all dead because of an Iranian missile. What happened to that Iron Dome that they were saying was almost impenetrable? What happened to that Iron Dome? Is everything a lie connected with Israel? Including now, you got to start questioning, well, are they actually the chosen people of God? Or is that a lie too? I don't know. I can't speak for God. I don't know. But now with Israel, I question everything. I swear to God, I question everything. And I was a true believer forever. This is really bad. This is really, really, really bad. All right, so here's Tucker Carlson talking with Joe Kent, the man who just resigned. This is back in 2024 before President Trump appointed him. And again, this Joe Kent, you talk about a real American hero. 11 deployments, 6 Bronze Stars, an incredible commitment to protecting and defending you. His first wife, who was also in military intelligence, blown up in Syria by a suicide bomber. He's a Gold Star husband. And Trump trashes him when he resigns. This is honestly President Trump. So many unforced errors. It is absolutely unbelievable to me what I'm seeing. It really is. And it is heartbreaking. It is absolutely heartbreaking. Ugh. All right. So here's part of the interview. Tucker Carlson, Joe Kent, before he was nominated, and then, of course, ultimately confirmed by the Senate to be the National Counterterrorism Center Director.
A lot of people, and a lot of them, like you pointed out, like Nancy Pelosi, are in their 80s, and they've always thought this way, this with us or against us mentality that says, like, hey, you're either for the next war, the most current war and the current thing, or you're with the terrorists. You just are kowtowing to Vladimir Putin. It's the exact same mentality that got us into the Iraq war. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And look, Tucker, I would love to come on here and defend neoconservatism as someone who, you know, lost my late wife in these wars, as somebody who lost countless friends, as somebody who fought myself 11 combat deployments. I spent most of my 20s and 30s in Iraq. I would love to tell you it had worked, but it simply did not. And that's a very hard thing to admit. I get into arguments all the time with fellow veterans about this exact same topic. So I think a lot of this is literally the gambler's fallacy. There's a lot of people who think, hey, if we just keep trying, if we keep attempting to spread freedom through the barrel of a gun and trillions of U.S. dollars, this time it's going to work. Let's just double down. And this is, well, how really nice casinos are built in Las Vegas off of this exact same mentality. So I think that combined with the financial interest from Lockheed Martin and every single defense contractor and, you know, putting someone like Lloyd Austin as the Secretary of Defense, who's still on the board at Raytheon, I think those, that factor with that mentality and people not being able to admit that we got this wrong and then making adjustments to our policy, I think that gets us in this current situation, because it's actually challenging to thread the needle. Like, where do we go from here? We can't just let the Iranians attack and kill our people.
Right.
But at the same time, we know if we go to war with Iran, this is going to be a disaster. There's no data that says, like, hey, maybe if we just go to our war with Iran this time, it's going to work out great. We've actually got to assess the past mistakes that we made, make adjustments, and then chart a more pragmatic way forward.
That's Joe Kent. And that's how he was talking even before President Trump nominated him to be director, National Counterterrorism Center. And for Trump, President Trump, to now be trashing him, saying, oh, he was always suspicious, never was sure. I mean, really, sir? Really? We've got people calling in. Hi, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Hello? Hello? Yeah, that was fun. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. I've got another one. And by the way, it is really sad seeing this on X Twitter. The Israel First lobby, the Mark Levins and the Lindsey Grahams and all of these other wretched, horrid people, are now doing everything Alan Dershowitz, a frequent visitor on Epstein Island. Oh, yes, he had massages, but he never took his underwear off. That's actually what he says. They're trashing Joe Kent, saying that he's an anti-Semite, that he was a leaker, that he was this, he was that. No one is buying your crap anymore. No one is buying it. They're doing everything possible, the Israel First crowd here in America, to trash Joe Kent, because this is devastating. This guy is a real, true American hero, a Gold Star husband. His wife, who was in the military, gets blown up in Syria by a suicide bomber. 11 deployments, this guy, 6 Bronze Stars. And the Israel First lobby is doing everything that it can on Twitter to disparage this guy, to say he's an anti-Semite, that he was a leaker, he wasn't really patriotic, and this, that, or the other. It is just so disgusting to me. Somebody who had been a strong believer in Israel, to see what they do to their opponents, their political opponents, trying to destroy them. The ones they haven't tried to kill, it's unbelievable. Oh, and one more thing with Joe Kent. He tried to convince Kash Patel, the FBI director, another huge disappointment. He tried to convince him to investigate the killing of Charlie Kirk. Joe Kent was saying that, hey, I think foreign governments were involved. Joe Kent is saying this to Kash Patel, FBI. And Kash Patel squashes the investigation. I don't know what to believe anymore. I really don't. But whatever faith I had in our government with the Trump administration, I really had high hopes, especially when it came to peace and prosperity. I don't know what to believe. Dan Bongino, another huge, huge disappointment. By the way, his podcasting career is essentially over because nobody believes him anymore. He was angrier at Candace Owens than he ever was at these billionaire rapists on Epstein Island. Meanwhile, Candace Owens is opening up a can of worms by telling you about Charlie Kirk's widow. Turns out that, Erica? I think is her name. She has a very murky past. And as soon as Charlie Kirk died, she took over Turning Point USA and tried to make a 180-degree turn, saying, oh, yeah, Charlie Kirk would have been in favor of the war with Iran. No, he counseled the president against it. Turning Point USA is dissolving right before our very eyes. And Candace Owens is citing chapter and verse, saying that this Erica Kirk, his widow, could, and I stress could, I certainly don't have any evidence, could have been a deep state plant or a foreign agent plant, because of her ties with this Romanian orphanage. And here we go again with the children and so many things that she has done right after his death. A lot of people were very concerned about the way that she was behaving as a brand new widow after they assassinated Charlie Kirk. I gave her a lot of slack because you never know how people are going to respond whenever there is a loss of life, a tragedy. I cut her a lot of slack. A lot of people were very suspicious of the way she was behaving. She was almost like turning into a rock star overnight. I cut her a lot of slack, but not anymore. Now I don't know what to believe even with her. Is everything a lie? Everything that we have been fed a lie? Is everything a lie? I don't know. Let's see. I've got another one here. I think I'll play this for you in the next hour. Just bear with me here. All right. I think I'll do that. All right. Download the River Network app. Click Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. This being Wednesday, this is the last show for the week. I'm sure that the engineering department here is going to be working on the live stream to see if we can do it through the River Talk Facebook page. We tried this morning, and honestly, I don't know what's going on with this. But we'll get it worked out, and hopefully, because a lot of people have been clamoring, which amazes me. Oh, we got to get Dimitri. We got to see the live stream. Got to see the live stream, which there's never anything to see. Just some high school graduate talking into a microphone, clinging on to what's left of his broadcasting career. It's not a pretty sight. And I speak from personal experience here. And yet people want to see it, especially the masochists and the sadists. They both really, really, really are into this show. So, all right, fine. So we super serve those two psychographics. In any event, we've got Mr. Big Willie coming up right after the 8 o'clock news. We'll get the latest on trying to get Punky in here, maybe after we work out our bugs with the live stream. we've got Dimitri Graffiti. And again, it's a great opportunity for you to share your beliefs about President Trump, agree or disagree, Iran, agree or disagree, Israel, agree or disagree, pretty much anything else, just to stay within the rules of engagement. It's a great opportunity for you to show off. It really is. And an awful lot of people will be able to hear you on all these great radio stations and our live stream. Oh, actually, no, not our live stream, because we use some music that there's some royalty issues with that. But certainly with the app, with the radio stations, you're going to have a lot of fun with that. So please take advantage of that if you would. And again, as far as I know, I can tell you this, I cannot name another person in the American news business. I cannot name a news outlet in America that is telling you what I've been telling you about Iran killing Bibi Netanyahu and his brain trust.